The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double or triple line. Now, here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Albin.
Yes, Tuesday.
Can you hear an echo?
I hear an echo.
You know what that echo is? I'm in a big room.
Yeah.
I'm all alone.
Oh.
In a gigantic bed and breakfast. There's like 9 bedrooms here. There's no one here. I'm the only one here. I'm alone in the kitchen. Anything could happen.
Oh boy.
They've given me all the information I need.
Yeah. I blame COVID.
Yeah. No, I am in the middle of Amish country. I am this minute in a tiny, tiny town. I'm not making this up, called Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, because I'm speaking tonight at a fundraiser for Linville Hill Christian School. I want to tell you about that. I am so excited. I have the joy of traveling around the country, meeting some of the most wonderful people. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I get to meet people that are heroes, that are doing things you'll never hear about in the news. But by God's grace, you'll hear about them on this program because they give me hope. I just meet these amazing people. Linville Christian School, or Linville Hill, that invited me to come out here. They are, the more I hear about them, they are just doing all the kinds of things you hope somebody would be doing. And there's almost 500 kids in the school, K through 12. It is so impressive on every level that I'm just thrilled that I got invited to be their speaker tonight at this event. But I need to backtrack because I have been in Florida. I mean, this is hard to believe. Yesterday, I woke up in Naples, Florida. Actually, Marco Island, Florida, yesterday. So if you wonder if I'm a little like confused, yes, it's weird to be in Florida and then suddenly to be in Amish country. And so I want to tell that story. A lot of crazy stuff. I was with Simone Gold over the weekend. Suzanne and I were down in Marco Island, as I said, Florida. She was there. But before we talk about that, there's actually a lot that I want to touch on. But the first thing I have to say, everybody is talking about in the news, some quote unquote transgender, I don't even know the term, transgender man, transgender woman. It's obviously a woman, a very disturbed young woman. If you murder people, I'm just going to go with you're disturbed on any level. We don't need to get into the technical details, but a very sick person did a very, very evil thing, murdered children and adults. And this person wrote a manifesto. This person identifies as a trans man. So this woman believes she's a man. The whole thing's crazy and sad. But you know what? I'm going to say something radical. The Bible in Romans 8:28 says all things work together for good for those that are called, for those that love the Lord and are called according to his. So the most evil thing for those of us who love God and are called according to his purposes, God will weave it together for good, whether it's the crucifixion of Jesus or the murder of children, the most evil thing you can imagine. And I wonder if a clue here is that this will help us face realistically what a lot of trans people are going through. They are not happy. They are not. Something is very wrong. It usually doesn't manifest itself this way. But I think most people know that if a man thinks he's a woman or a woman thinks he's a man, that's not just like some normal thing that we need to go with. We need to look more honestly at it and frankly, more lovingly. If you just go along with it, I don't see how that's loving. I see that as being just cowardly. There are doctors making tons of money off of cutting. What if a doctor said, if you go to a doctor and say, you know what, I identify as someone with no arms and I want you to amputate my arms. Would you do that? And if you don't, you're a racist and a transphobe and a whatever term that I can make up. Yeah. Most people would say, whoa, you're crazy, Eric. You cannot, we're not going to allow you to find some evil Frankensteinian pseudo doctor to amputate your arms. Can it be done? Yes. It's wrong. We're not going to go along with that. So we're living in a world that says, shut up. We're just going to go along with whatever. And I think we have to have an honest conversation about this. And the nightmare that just happened in the Nashville area, the murder of these people by a person who thinks that she's a man and who has written this, I think this may lead to some honesty and some reality. But that's the thing to be praying for. Because these people are in pain. We have to understand if you are trapped, if you think you're trapped in the wrong gender body, you're in pain. People need to pray for you and help you, not agree with you, but by God's grace, need to help you to get help. So anyway, let's just, we're not a current events program, but I had to touch on that. I wanted to talk about, first of all, our I should have said this in the beginning. In a few minutes, we have Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, who has written a book called Get Trump. Alan Dershowitz, as we know, is a famous liberal, a one of the most famous lawyers in the world. We're going to be talking to him on this program in just a few minutes. He is not an Amish country. I am an Amish country. I just want to be very clear. I am an Amish country. And Alan Dershowitz will not be. And Alvin, are you an Amish country?
I am not, but I understand that Alan is a famous Amish country lawyer. He defends the Amish.
Is that what you heard?
No,
I think you're thinking of John Book from the movie The Witness. That's wrong, Alvin. I'm going to go, wrong.
Yeah, I get them mixed up.
So let me tell the story of where I have been. There's so much, but actually one more thing before I tell the story of my time in Florida with Suzanne and now my time here in Amish country, Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. I have to mention over the last few days and this week and whatever, I read both books by Yonmi Park. Yonmi Park is going to be my guest at Socrates this Thursday in New York City. There is no way that I can do justice to the power of her story. There is no way I can do justice to the power of her story. Her first book, I don't remember. Oh, yes, here it is. The first book was called In Order to Live. I wish that would be required reading for every senior in high school in the United States of America. This woman, Yonmi Park, she's now 29, went through a level of hell unimaginable, actually unimaginable to most Americans. She was in North Korea, and I'll be talking about it over in the weeks ahead. But what she went through with her mother and father and sister, you can't even believe it. And that is the evil that is in this world. So if you don't think there's such a thing as evil, I dare you to read her book. That's her first book, In Order to Live, where she talks about somehow escaping North Korea into China, and then how China was complicit in sex trafficking her at age 13. and her mother. It's unbelievable. She's going to be my guest at Socrates in the City this Thursday in New York. If you can get there, do anything you can to get there. It starts early. The reception starts at 6 o'clock. The whole thing's over by 8:15. You can drive home. You don't want to miss it. I promise you. If you cannot get there, you can register for the live stream, SocratesInTheCity.com. I have no words to say. This is just it's astonishing, vitally important for the health of this country that we know this woman's story. So we'll be right back. I got plenty more to tell before we get to Alan Dershowitz. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Americans have had it. They're done supporting companies that rake in hundreds of millions, sometimes billions of dollars, while trashing the country that made their success possible. Until recently, we had to take it, but companies like Patriot Mobile are building a whole new economy, one which embraces the values that made America the greatest country on earth. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks so you can get the best possible service in your area. Plus, they offer a coverage guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to a different network for free without changing carriers. All this, plus the knowledge that you're supporting free speech, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them right now at 878-PATRIOT. Again, just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Get free activation today with the offer code ERIC. Folks, welcome back. Before we get to Alan Dershowitz, I just want to tell you about my travels in Florida and now in rural Pennsylvania. Alvin, before I do that, two bits of business before I tell the crazy stories. I already mentioned Socrates in the City this Thursday. You can sign up for the live stream. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you, sign up. And if you can get there, I'm begging you. I'm telling you, you have no idea. Yonmi Park story. Life-changing stuff. Amazing. SocratesInTheCity.com. All right. But what I didn't mention, this month only, so we've got like a few days left, Nutramedics.com is offering 25% off every single product if you use the code ERIC. I use their products every day. Vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, melatonin and other things. And I want to say, immune health is just about everything. So you got to take this seriously. Nutramedics.com, tremendous organization. They give 50% of their profits to missions organizations. These guys are heroes and the products are as good as it gets. So it's Nutramedics.com. If you use the code ERIC, 25% off this month only. Okay. The other thing I want to mention before I tell you my crazy stories is that one of our new sponsors on the program is the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. I'm going to Israel next year. People keep emailing us, when are you going, Eric? I'm going probably in December of 2024, but we don't have the details. So don't email us asking us because we don't know yet. It's probably with Dinesh D'Souza. It might be with Kevin Sorbo. I don't know, but it's going to be a big trip. And it looks like I'm going to be doing that. But I may be going there before that. because we're only in March of 2023, and I want to film a documentary. We're going to film a documentary series based on my book, Is Atheism Dead? And as you know, there is tons of archaeological evidence that's been coming up that I write about in the book, Is Atheism Dead? I want to go there and film. So I may be going there before December 2024 with Dinesh and company. The point is, we don't know. And if you're subscribed to our newsletter, ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. We'll give you the information the second we get it. Believe me, we'll get it to you, but we don't know. In the meantime, go to holyland.israel.travel to get yourself familiar with the options, the possibilities. holyland.israel.travel. I recommend it. holyland.israel.travel. Okay. Alvin, we should also mention about 250 people participated in our campaign with Food for the Poor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, it's a weird thing because I'm so grateful to those who participated, but I'm also a little bit shocked that when you think about the radio audience that we have and the podcast audience, that so many didn't participate. Mm. I'm always just curious about that because it doesn't matter how you participate. But to those of you who gave, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. The campaign is, of course, over. We will, we're going to shuffle the givers, and there are going to be 3 grand prizes. We'll be in touch on all that stuff coming up soon. Okay, I now get to tell the stories. Ready?
Yes, Florida. Go.
Okay, first of all, I was in New York a few days ago, right, before we went to Florida, and I'm there with Andrea Bocelli. I'm there with, Taya? Amazing young woman singer, sang Oceans. The whole thing was an amazing thing in Times Square. It's the film The Journey, produced by TBN. It's beautiful. So that was all like a million years ago. Then Suzanne and I flew down to Florida to fly into Fort Myers, and then basically just off of Naples, Florida. So this is the southwestern coast of Florida, is a place called Marco Island. And some folks in Marco Island invited me to speak there. The church is Christ Community Church Naples, with this plant in Marco Island. And the people that invited me, Scott and Jen Stonebreaker, these are like new friends. Pat Gersh and his wife, Ricky, they put something together. It was like an outdoor concert event, and a tremendous concert with Meredith. Is it Andrews? I'm forgetting now. I know all these people, but I just know their first names. But tremendous outdoor event in the sun. Like 2,000 people showed up. And then the Pastor Jeff of Christ Community Church Naples in San Marco, he did a Q&A with me in front of the crowd sitting in their folding chairs at this concert. And I talked about Letter to the American Church. It was wild and wonderful just to be in a place like that. I got too much sun. In 5 minutes, you can get too much sun. It's scary. Then the next day we had an event at a country club in the evening that was more, that they charged a good amount of money for the people to show up. But I spoke about Letter to the American Church. It was just delightful. And you really do feel like you make new friends because they're heroes all around this country. And I'm getting to meet most of them. Yesterday, Suzanne and I went to the airport in Florida. She flew to New York to go home to be with little Georgie. Georgie's 8 pounds. He needs his mommy. She needs her mommy. But I had to come to where I am now. And I mentioned I'm in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, the middle of Amish country. So I was picked up from the airport by the head of the school. The school is the Linville Hill Christian School. Another one of these amazing. I mean, the more you hear about what they're doing, the more you think, thank God for this school, for these leaders. I was going to say that, you meet people and you realize these people are they're doing amazing things, and you'll never hear their name. I mean, I'll mention the name of the head of school. It's Matt Buckwalter, but I met him at a number of events, and because I spoke in the Philly area, and in last year, remember I was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with Sean Foyt. I spoke at Life Center Church, and you know, we were there with Doug Mastriano and all this stuff. But this guy, who is the head of school, Matt Buckwalter, he picked me up from the airport in Philly. So Suzanne and I, you know, she flies to LaGuardia, goes home. I fly to Philly. I get picked up. It's raining. I'm like, what happened to the Florida sun? And he has two seniors in the back of the car, two young women that are seniors. They're really excited to meet me and to ask me questions. They've read my books and stuff. And just talking to these young women and realizing that they have read my books, they're excited about my books. You know, I'm going to be honest and say, I find that surprising and beautiful. I'm not being falsely humble. I was so thrilled to kind of, you know, to get to talk to them. So they bring me to this farmhouse here. They said, there's not a lot of hotels in this Amish country where we are. So you can have this whole B&B to yourself. So I'm in a B&B with like literally, I think 9 bedrooms, and there's no one here but me. Wow. And I'm all alone, and it's scary. It's scary. So I'm here.
Yeah. Did you sleep an hour in each bedroom and get 9 hours of sleep?
You know what? That is a terrible idea, but a fun idea for a children's story. So when I got here yesterday, I hadn't been in exercise the day before in Florida because it's like too hot and muggy to go for a run. So I went for a run here in Amish country, and you can smell the cow pies. You just think like I've entered another century. It is really beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful and innocent to the point of moving. It's just been moving. So I was absolutely touched by this, and then got to have dinner with, as I mentioned, the head of school and his wife and the associate head of school and another couple that's sponsoring tonight. It just was a delightful, delightful time last night. And I'm really looking forward to speaking tonight. Again, this is the Linville Hill Christian School. These guys are kicking it. Amazing. 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 All right. So, and I forgot to say that when I was in Florida, everywhere I go, I'm just meeting these wonderful people. Simone Gold was there. I got to hang out with her, which I never do. We just bump into each other. She's a total hero, as you know. John Strand, we've had on this program as well. So they were there. Just a lot of exciting people. All right. When we come back, I'm talking to Alan Dershowitz. We got a lot of other stuff coming up. We have a musician in hour two. We've got all this stuff later on this week. George Gilder. Believe me, if you know who George Gilder is, you're excited. We're going to be talking to him. We're talking to talking to Steve Dace about his film Nefarious. A lot of stuff coming up this week. We'll be right back with Alan Dershowitz.
I recall your kisses, the times I held you tight. Now when I come to see you, you're sitting in the light. Missing all the things that we dreamed of. You've got the way.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the 4 ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from 4 different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes
sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I thought I was going to talk to Alan Dershowitz, but it turns out Albin pulled a fast one. I'm actually, it looks like John Smirek. John, is that you?
I know you must feel cheated. I'm much shorter and not nearly as smart and not nearly as old as Alan Dershowitz.
You didn't teach at Harvard Law School or anything. What have you done? I love talking to you, and so I can joke around about it. What do you want to talk about today? There's a lot of dark stuff in the news. What should we discuss?
Well, yesterday, I got to go through the modern media cycle as that horrible shooting in Nashville unfolded. And I was on the phone with other writers from the stream, and we were trying to figure out the details. And our first thought was, well, what kind of person is this? How will the media spin this? How will this be used to attack other Americans? I mean, innocent Americans are being murdered. How will our elites use this to hurt the rest of America who didn't have children on that playground? And that's the sad thing. Our first, we're distracted from the horror of what's actually happening by our horror at what's going to happen next. Because whenever there's a mass shooting, the Democrats are like children on Christmas morning. They come running down to see what Santa left for them. The best present, like the red Schwinn bike, is if it's a white male Republican who was at some point a member of a Christian church. That's what they're hoping for.
If the shooter was that kind of a person, they are very happy indeed.
And if he's not, they're gonna sort of fudge the details. So when we didn't hear the shooter's race, we thought, okay, It's not a white guy. If it were a white guy, we would know immediately. If you were linked to any conservative cause or conservative church, we would know instantly. If his name is something like Jihadi al-Shabazz, and he was yelling Allahu Akbar when he did it, they will say motives. We may never know the motives for this killing. Okay, but if this guy ever was a member of Young Republicans 25 years ago, it will be presented as something Donald Trump is personally responsible for. And of course, if all else fails, you can blame the gun. It's the fault of the gun. Just the way every time there's a drunk driving accident, people call out to ban cars. Oh, wait, no, they don't do that. But they do with guns. And I was thinking, all right, what I'm going to write about this is, I want to start with the statistic, 170 million. Do you know what that statistic refers to, Eric?
I think I do.
170 million people, 170 million civilians were murdered by their governments between 1914 and 1990, according to genocide scholar R.J. Rummel in his book, Death by Government, which everyone should read. It's available free on the internet, or you can buy it, Death by Government. 170 million civilians were intentionally murdered by their governments, not including casualties of war. We're just talking genocide, intentional famine, politically motivated killings. What did all 170 million from China to Cambodia to Spain to Central America, what did they all have in common? Just one thing. They had all been disarmed by those governments first. That's the one common characteristic of the 170 million victims of government democide genocide in the 20th century. They'd been disarmed by their governments. So when and if mass shootings in America start numbering in the millions, then maybe I'll consider the incredibly dangerous and irresponsible policy of letting the only institution in the country to have guns, letting it be the modern secular state. Because the modern secular state is like a criminal with a long rap sheet of murders. So that's my response to gun grabbers when they get all excited and happy about a school shooting and they start making fun of us for thoughts and prayers, for praying for the dead, for praying for the victims and the survivors. When they mock us for that and say, well, why don't you want to ban all guns? My response is going to be, well, because then only people like you and your stooges will have the guns. And that's the most dangerous outcome imaginable.
I think we should not ban cars, but just the front end of the car, the most dangerous part of the car that hits people.
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
Can we just agree on that? We need to do something.
Cars that have front ends, we can label assault cars.
That's correct.
If you have a front end, it's an assault car. And yes, it works the same as any other kind of car, but we're going to say that this is a special kind of car. It's an assault car, and it's going to be banned.
Assault cars need to be banned.
Then the horrifying details started to come in. It's a transgender person.
Okay, so we're talking about what happened yesterday in Nashville. Little kids were murdered, and three adults were murdered.
Right.
And we found out yesterday that the person who committed these murders is a woman who thinks she's a man. So I guess, what do we call this? A transgender man? Or is this a transgender woman?
I call it a woman on steroids. She's taking massive doses of testosterone of the kind which, when male sports stars take them, they get banned from sports. You ever heard of the expression roid rage?
Yeah.
Steroid rage? Added testosterone to your system can make you angry, vicious, and aggressive. And that's really the only way I can imagine a woman.
And that's why I'm so angry, vicious, and aggressive, because I'm just pumped up with testosterone. We're going to be back talking about some difficult stuff with our friend John Zmirak. Don't go away. Folks, welcome back. Talking to our friend John Zmirak. Not to be confused with Alan Dershowitz. A lot of people make that mistake. John, you did not, in a court of law, defend Julian Assange, Harvey Weinstein, Patty Hearst, Jeffrey Epstein, Klaus von Bülow, O.J. Simpson. You did not defend them in court. Am I right or wrong about that?
That is true.
Okay, just want to establish you are not Alan Dershowitz, and for goodness' sake, you would never defend a monster like Donald Trump. God bless you. Okay, so let's talk about what we were just talking about. Yeah, you were commenting on when the news came out yesterday that the person who murdered three children and three adults identifies as a trans person, whatever the heck that means in this day and age. So keep going.
All right, so when I heard it was supposed to be a woman, I thought, well, women don't shoot bunches of children. It's just really not in their nature. This is probably a guy in drag. But no, it turns out it's a woman who was sucked into the transgender ideology, which, as I've said before, is demonic. And I think there is an element of demonic possession for some of these people. A woman who, as a girl, attended that school. And let's be clear, it's a conservative Christian Bible school. This is not some Episcopalian or Jesuit liberal down weak tea. This is a hardcore Reformed Presbyterian church, a solid Bible church. OK, this is a serious Christian place. And she went to school there. Years later, comes back having been sucked into the demonic transgender ideology with hellfire written on one of her rifles. That's a detail I read this morning. Hellfire written on one of the guns she's using to kill small children and Christian teachers. So a transgender person attacks a Christian church, kills teachers and children, And the Democrats, because they can't blame Donald Trump, are going to blame the guns. If she had used a knife, maybe they would blame the Iron Age and say we need to go back to the Bronze Age.
We should ban all metals. I want to be very clear. If you care about human life, metals often result, whether it's a car, a knife, or a gun, in the taking of human life. So let's be sensible. We've got to do something, John. We can't sit back. We've got to ban stuff.
We need common sense, not pointy object reform.
But this is, I mean, what I was saying in the opening segment, or one of the opening segments, was that I think the good news here, if there's any good news in this satanic nightmare and this murder, is that it may lead some to begin to have an honest conversation about what is trans, what is happening, because I think a lot of people can't make sense of it because it doesn't make sense. You're told here's the narrative and shut up. But I think most of us understand that this is not a good thing. It is not a neutral thing. It's a manifestation of something very, very disturbing. You mentioned that in many cases, it involves demonic oppression. Now, we're living in a world where the secular elites do not allow for that category. The possibility that Jesus actually cast out demons cannot be allowed. This is from the medieval times or the first century when people talked about such things. But the idea that there could be actual demonic activity, that first of all, they don't even talk about it as mental health. But I'm saying there are some mental health cases. I mean, if you read the book People of the Lie by Harvard psychiatrist M. Scott Peck, he wrote this like in the late 60s, but he recognized cases that were so dark that as a Harvard-trained psychiatrist who was liberal, he said, the only word I can find is evil. This doesn't seem like normal mental health stuff. It feels like there's something external, but the professional class cannot have that conversation, but which here, is why we have it here.
Here's one piece of evidence. The fact that transgenders are being encouraged and some of them are adopting, they want to be called they and them instead of I and me. Now, if that doesn't ring some biblical bells in your head, my name is Legion, for there are many of us. So when I saw that they're starting to use plural pronouns for individual people, that's when I came up with, when you know that LGBTQ element of P, now I just spell it LGBTQ MYNAMEISLEGION. LGBTQ, my name is Legion. And that is the only way I will refer to this movement from now on, because I think it is full on demonic. And I'm not so much talking about the average individual person who is afflicted by this mental/spiritual illness. The demons really reside in the doctors who are making millions of dollars promoting it, the pharmaceutical executives who are willing to give dangerous hormones to small children, cut off the breasts of little girls, promote a destructive mental delusion, and via social contagion. You know, there are suicide contagions that have been known to spread by Facebook, where one person talks about suicide and commits it, and then 20 people imitate him. That is 100% how the transgender demonic thing is spreading. And young people are being victimized.
I have to bring something up. You may remember you and I, the only class we took together at Yale was with J. Hillis Miller. And I think we were forced or asked in the class to read Goethe's book, Elective Affinities, in that class. In any event, I bring up Goethe, because Goethe, as a very young man in the latter part of the 18th century, wrote a book called The Sufferings of Young Werther, Die Leidungs des jungen Werthers, I think.
Yes.
That book was a popular book that spawned suicides across Germany, because it was romantic and it touched a lot of people, and they thought.
And at the end, the hero kills himself as the only resolution to he being too noble to live in this horrible world. And yeah, thousands of people imitated it, and that was not his intent.
Right. Well, so the point is that these things are complicated, but what we say and do, and we throw it out there, it affects people, and young people today are being affected profoundly with the lies and the confusion around the transgender movement. And many, 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 many of them are harming themselves, destroying their families by refusing to listen to their parents. I've met some of these parents. This is heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to be honest about it. We'll continue talking with John Zmirak. Don't go away. Welcome back. Talking to John Zmirak, not to be confused with Alan Dershowitz. John Zmirak, you wrote an article, or have you yet written the article about the Stanford riots?
It's called What Can We Learn from the Stanford Pro-Pedophile Riot? And it is linked to this transgenderism.
Okay, at stream.org.
Right. About a week and a half ago, a middle of the road judge, he was appointed by George W. Bush, went to give a talk at Stanford Law School, sponsored by the Federalist Society. He was greeted by a full-on riot by enraged Stanford law students led by one of the deans, the Dean of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Stanford, encouraging them to shout down this judge and not allow him to speak. On his way in, some of these Stanford law students were chanting, "We hope your daughter is raped." These are Stanford Law, remember, is a feeder school to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We need to be clear. These elite law schools, people in elite law firms are now realizing that to hire someone from Stanford Law School, Yale Law School, most of those places have gone so crazy, you're begging for lawsuits and a nightmare if you hire graduates of what were the elite institutions. And Stanford Law School has just shown us the latest example of this.
So this judge came and he was not allowed to speak. He was shouted down by enraged students who said his daughter should be raped. What did this guy do? What had he done that was so outrageous? Had he ruled in favor of racial segregation? Had he ruled in favor of, I don't know, killing newborn children who'd survived abortion attempts? Even if he'd done one of those things, it would not be right to shout down a judge. That's dangerous, to be intimidating the judges. But I did a little digging, and the Daily Mail in Britain did the digging. Here's how the judge ruled. There was a transgender pedophile, in other words, a guy who likes to wear dresses, who had been sent to prison for downloading pornography of little children being molested. He went to prison for it. And once he was in prison, he decided he was transgender. He couldn't get himself transferred to a women's prison, as happens in Ireland and England, but he now gets hormone treatments courtesy of the state, and he applied to have his arrest and conviction certificate to have them all changed to his new woman's name and to have female pronouns. This judge said no. When you committed your pedophile crime, you were called a man by these pronouns, and that's how I'm leaving it. That's the source of the riot. The judge would not accommodate a pedophile transgender by changing his pronouns on his convictions certificate, his conviction documents. And for that, our future Supreme Court justices at Stanford rioted and chanted that the judge's daughter should be raped. That is how possessed, in the literal gathering swine thundering down the cliff to drown in the sea sense, that our elites are today. This is our enemy. Why they fight? They will fight for pedophiles. They will riot for pedophiles. You can't compromise with these people. Russell Moore, David French, there's no middle ground we can establish. You're still upset with Donald Trump for a few crass jokes on the internet. These people are castrating children, murdering babies in the womb, and rioting on behalf of pedophiles. That's the Democratic Party, my friends.
Well, We have to be realistic. We have to face the facts. A lot of people don't want to face the facts. And it's why I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church. You are complicit. If you look the other way, when you hear what John just said and what others are saying, and you say, well, I'm going to look the other way. I want to have a happy time in church. I want to escape all this stuff. You are guilty. And this is God speaking to you. It's not Eric Metaxas. It's a warning. You don't have to stay guilty. You can face these things and do something, or you can remain in your sins for which you'll be judged. Human beings are suffering as a result of the complicity and the silence of the church. We'll be back more with John Zmirak.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.